If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary. I mean, there are people you would never suspect who have had something bizarre, mysterious, supernatural, or just unknown occurring. And they reach out to somebody like myself, sometimes all the way on the opposite side of the planet. And I am absolutely humbled by that. So I welcome you to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and tell me your stories. Every little detail. If you've got drawings, if you got photos, send it to HeidiHollis@gmail.com and I will respond and share your stories here. But if you want to be anonymous, if you don't want me to share it here on the air, you just put it in the email and just say that. I'm not going to expose you. You know, I am just always, always blown away by what it is that I get. And wow, just thank you. Thank you. We are learning. We are growing. We're looking at patterns and why these things happen to people. Nobody has all the answers. I am not a guru. I am just someone who has been there, seen that, experienced it, freaked out, found some answers, wrote about it, got over it, and I'm trying to help you all do the same thing. And guess what today is? Today is the Outlandish Corner Show. I think I'm sticking with that because that's what, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, so I am just grabbing your emails and reading them cold turkey. 9 times out of 10, it is fully cold turkey. Sometimes I get these emails, right? They pop up, and if it's like, please help, in the subject line, I'm totally going to open it, because sometimes it's an emergency, guys. I mean, really, moms with their children, Hat Man coming at them. No time to waste. I try to do my best to just jump on it and respond. I've got a whole bunch of emails, and I never know what we're going to talk about. And sometimes these emails connect. And I mean, sometimes they could be months and months apart because my email likes to mess with me. And all of a sudden I'll get an email. I got a whole bunch of emails that just suddenly appeared once. And they're like a year old and they're people's stories. And I'm like, where were they? I can't answer these questions. Some things are just too bizarre even for myself. So, if there was a delay in me getting to your emails, you know, spies. That's what I'm going to say. Spies messed with my email. don't know what to tell you. But anyways, jumping on in here and digging around, got my hand into the email bag, if there's such a thing. If there's such a thing, it's purple. Love that color. All right, so here we go. This first email says, hello, Heidi. hey, what's going on? I'm contacting you because I have had numerous encounters with shadow people as well as the Hat Man. Oh, I was just going to say at least it wasn't Hat Man, but... I have had so many experiences in this matter as well as abductions that there is no way I can even scratch the surface in an email. You know, I have a feeling where this is going. I have a feeling. Let's see what the next line says, because I think they're going to ask to talk to me. Aha! I would like to be able to speak with you if you have the time. I have so much information and stories to tell. Dozens and dozens of encounters, and I do have evidence and many witnesses to verify my reports. All right, you guys, I have to tell you because I do get asked that a lot. You know, can you just hop on the phone? You know, I used to be part of this emergency, like, hotline. And it was, I was shocked. I got contacted by my city to be one of those people to call in case, like, somebody saw an alien or a UFO and they couldn't handle it. I was like, what? That is so cool. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, shout out to you. Yeah, they did that. And, yeah, I only got a couple of people who called, but I think most of them just showed up to my meetings because I had a UFO group for over 15 years meeting at the public library. So they would just come and pop in there and hang out. And, you know, sometimes people would talk, sometimes not. Sometimes they just observe. Sometimes they come once. Sometimes they come for years. You know, come one, come all. and I was asked to make my group. It was called UFO2U, you know, the number two, the letter U.com. And I was asked by MUFON if I'd make it into a chapter. But at the time, they weren't really open to people who were talking abductions and contact and stuff. I mean, yeah, they took the reports, but yeah, it was just, you know, I felt I wanted to have people who had experiences be able to come in. And then there's always a membership fee. And I just wasn't doing that at the time or anything. I'd never done that, actually. So yeah, I didn't do that. But, you know, to each their own. And, okay, and this is continuing. Where are we? You have a lot of... Okay, dozens and stuff. Okay, another thing I want to say. If somebody wants to share their stories, if they want to come on the show and talk about it, feel free to let me know that in your emails. If you want to come on here to talk, I know a lot of people are like, it's really personal. And, oh gosh, I wish I could be in 50 places at once and be on 50 phone calls at once. And I love talking to people about these types of scenarios and what it is that's going on. I mean, I do. I really enjoy it. And I love knowing that maybe I could help people get over that hump in understanding what's going on and not feel so alone, you know? Yeah, so I'm sorry. It's so hard. But let me say, I do at times jump on Messenger, other social media, you know, where you could connect and talk. And I do chat. It is easier for me to chat versus jumping on a call because then I can multitask with my messages and take time in between it. But yeah, people are always surprised. Like, I can't believe you answered. Yeah, if I can, I will. All right. So know that. Find me. Social media. Put a one in front of my name. So at one, Heidi Hollis, and pretty much all the social media. That's how you find me. All right. Continuing. I've spoken at MUFON meetings. Oh, nice. And was working with the MUFON director in my state until he, passed away. I'm so sorry. I guarantee you will be very pleased to hear what I have to say. Thank you. And nickname is Savage. Well, thanks for reaching out, Savage. Please feel free to find me on social media and we could chat. But otherwise, it's really hard. Okay. All right, so this next email, please do not use my name. Oh, okay. See how easy that is? Just tell me that in the first line. That's all you have to do. Heidi, I was just wondering if you had seen the photo of the devil face in the smoke from the Twin Towers on 9/11. Yes, I have. To me, it looks a lot like Steiner's Ahriman. What do you think? could just be, I don't know what they're saying, but sure is creepy. I have seen that, if anybody hasn't seen that, and I've said on here that Ahriman, I don't know if this person is not mentioning, I've said how Hat Man is Rudolf Steiner's Ahriman. And I've spoken to people in Anthroposophy because I was shocked, absolutely shocked, when a former acquaintance showed me this sculpture of this, like, almost alien-looking thing, right? I was like, oh my, somebody did a really good sculpture of Hat Man. It's like, excuse me, what did you say? I'm like, somebody did a really, like, a spot-on sculpture of Hat Man's head. And I was told then that it was a 100-year-old sculpture of Ahriman, which is essentially a devil in the world. And how Rudolf Steiner said that this creature would become a problem 100 years from when he made it. And hello, it is 100 years. So it just stunned me every time I think about it, because it was such a moment. I literally screamed, I found you, words, because I do not like Hat Man. I do not like what he stands for. I do not like what he does. And yeah, he's the devil. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not me calling him that. He calls himself that. And it's gotten more interesting with him. We're not friends. So when this face that came and was seen in the smoke of the Twin Towers when they collapsed on that horrific day of 9/11, they're asking, what do I think about it? I really think that it could indeed be that, some things come together and they could look like a face. There's people that have photos of cups that happen to look like a face, or purses, and I don't think it was necessarily actually the devil or Ahriman shoving his face into a cloud to make his presence known, because it's quite obvious his presence is known. I don't think that's a mystery. And Hat Man is sure making the rounds, and that's his ugly mug, and yeah, it does kind of have that pointed chin kind of look as Ahriman, Hat Man. I think so. But I don't think it was necessarily him. Could have been symbolic. I don't know. I think we all have our own interpretations about why things happen the way they do. Was it a coincidence? I'm not a person that believes in coincidences. But look at how it drew attention to evil taking place, and to have this evil thing, what appeared to be evil, appearing above this horrible situation that took place there. So, symbolic, a reminder, triggered, and look at, people are talking about it all this time later. So, I would say that perhaps it had a purpose, and it sure did serve it. All right, you guys, we got more emails coming. And it's getting interesting already. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Way.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Well, 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 what do we have here? It is the Outlandish Corner, and these are my favorite types of shows because it's all about you and me and your personal encounters. Anything, your research, your opinion, about anything out of the ordinary. We're just going to hack on through these emails and see where they land us because I am always really surprised how often they seem connected. Even though I'm just randomly grabbing. All right, you guys. This next email, what does it say? Dear Heidi, that's me. I've had many encounters with spirit and entities since I was a child. Okay. Some good and not so good. Oh, I understand. My house was haunted as a child until my pastor, grandfather, prayed them out. Well, all right. I've had contact from dead relatives, encounters with shadow people, no bueno, and also helped a man who died in my office building cross over after being stuck there for over a year. That's terrible. I hate to hear that. That somebody got stuck in spirit form. Raised Christian, I believe we have power over many of these things. With the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. It works. That's all I can tell you. I've heard angelic voices during worship services. Once during a song, I wrote. That's it in a nutshell. JP. Well, thanks, JP. Thanks for sharing. That's a nice little neat little category that you just kind of jumped into a bunch of categories, actually. A little neat paragraph. That's what I meant. What's interesting about what you're saying here, how you've had some good and not so good experiences. I mean, you spoke of the shadow people, but then visits from spirits, you know, your past relatives and whatnot. Something I want to say to the good and not so good, okay? I, at one point, had so many encounters happening. I mean, I wasn't sleeping. They would come and wake me up. I mean, solid people come right to my bedside. And, you know, I always say I'm not psychic or anything like that. But, you know, something's going on. I mean, I really had some abrupt in my face encounters with dead people, aliens, cryptos, angelic Jesus encounters, you know, the devil, hat man, shadow people. I don't know what to say about all of that. And I just would always like, I guess I would get tired of people saying, I'm psychic, look at me, you know, and I just was like, oh, I don't want to look like that. I don't want to look like that person saying, oh, I know it all. And I'm so psychic, you know. But I know that I have some kind of insight, intuitiveness, and things like to shake a stick at me and say, look over here. And I'd had it so bad that I had it out with all of it. And I had just finished college and I was like, I meant this. And I went around saying, look, I don't care why you die. I don't care why you're here. I do not care. I am off limits. I don't want to deal with you. And I just like marched this around and just said it loud and proud, you know, everywhere, all over where I was at. And things calmed down. And I was so grateful. I was just so grateful. But you know what? When the what I felt was, it wasn't bad always, these dead people, you know. But when I felt they were done messing with me at such a level like that, you know, I was relieved. But also, when I put my foot down about those things coming my way or the negative things coming my way, it also slowed the roll of the positive, the angelic. The Jesus encounters slowed as well. And it's like, well, was it just me closing off the door to everything? Not everything stopped, mind you. Not everything. I would still have some pretty abrupt things, but it wasn't constant. It wasn't constant. I mean, how would you like to go to bed and you hear your name whispered in the most raspy, deep, Heidi. I mean, come on now. Come on. Try to get some sleep with that. I mean, I'm up flicking the lights on, saying, quit. Don't care that you're here. You know, stop. You know, and then headless woman, and I was just done. And then, of course, others can't relate to it. You know, I'm like, well, I didn't make a big stink out of it. I was just tired of it. You know, so it worked. It worked for me. But when you're open, you're open. And people say you can't control that. Well, I beg to differ because, boy, I was able to really slow it down and be able to take it in little bitty bites. Oh, but the bites sometimes get big too, but what can you do? But yeah, so I'm reading this and I'm like, yeah, I could totally understand. I know what you're saying. I understand. And, you know, people are probably like, you know, Pastor Grandfather prayed out the shadow people and the ghosts in the house. You know, I thought Heidi said that others can't do that for you. This was somebody that was related and part of the family. So for that to work, I mean, for all we know, he lived there as well. So that is a very big possibility. But that connectiveness, the family, you're in it together. Yeah, they could take ownership and help put the ethereal foot up the backside of these things if you don't want it in your casa. but this is a fascinating list of things that this person has experienced. So I really am appreciative that, you know, this is a glance in the life of somebody who's experienced some things, you know, and here they are raised Christian and, you know, using the name of Jesus. I keep hearing it over and over again, people in different situations using the name, right? And, you know, it's like, again, I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm just reporting what happens out there. Yeah, I say I'm biased, okay? I admit it. But you guys want to hear the honest-to-goodness truth? I'm telling you, people be in the craziest situations, and they just start to say the name. These things take off. Aliens, shadow people, Hat Man. I mean, it's amazing. Believing in the power of. I heard a story just today that somebody was being met with something horrific and they were feeling frozen. They were starting to get paralyzed, right? And they heard a voice assert, say my name. And they're like, what? And then more assertion, say my name. And they just started to say the name Jesus, and guess what? It left. So yeah, these things happen, people. I'm just telling you. All right, we got another email here. Thank you, JP, for writing your nutshell of of your experiences. I love it. All right, this one says, has anyone talked about Hat Man with playing cards and him trying to get them to play with them? Why does this sound familiar? My 11-year-old has experienced this and I need to know what it means. We both see loads of weird things. People, monsters, animals, and shadows. Thanks for any insight. Oh, hold on. This is the one that I noticed that same email address. Like, they sent it twice, okay? But they added a little bit of detail on here. It says, we have an older trailer on our property. Like, sometimes if I see a really tiny, tiny little email like that, you know, I'm opening it. What I do is I open the email and I copy paste to put it in a document, right? And if I see it's real itty bitty, I'm like, I wonder if they could give a little bit of insight. Sometimes I, you know, I'll do that. And I think I might have done this in this situation, and they responded back with a little bit more detail. All right. So we have an older trailer on our property. I know of four people that have seen shadows and people in it. Okay. My husband sent my 11-year-old in there to get a tool. She said there is a tall, scary man all in black in there with a huge hat. Ugh. Chills, chills. He was shuffling a deck of cards in his hands. She said he kept trying to get her to play with him. Is this disturbing or what? I asked if he was wearing anything else, and she said, a really long coat. I told her to never play with him. Has anyone else brought up cards? I've never seen him with anything but the hat and coat. Why now does he have accessories? Oh, man. Okay. I feel really just angry reading this right now. Always going after kids, hat man. Always going after kids. What is that? What is that, huh? Going after the most innocent of us and trying to tempt them to come and play. It's like, okay, you're a big ugly brute and you got the nastiest like set of clothing detail. It's all in black and you're gonna try to bring a child to come and sit down. I mean, how do you guys feel about this? I mean, I wonder how many kids might not feel comfortable to tell their parents. And then what? What happens? What if the kid just feels like, oh, this is an authority, this is an adult, I have to listen to what they're telling me. So, okay, I'll go play. You know, what if that had happened? Well, you guys, I'm going to pick this up after the break because this is a pain. I hate hearing this type of thing. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. today it is the Outlandish Corner. It is all about you and your stories. And Hatman the Perv is at it again, approaching 11-year-old children with the invitation to play a game of cards. Gambling, perhaps. Perhaps he would have asked for. I'll wager a bet your soul. Oh, I can't. I just can't. I'm just so irritated. You know, this person is asking and sharing about Hatman offering to play cards with their 11-year-old. And the child going and telling the parents instead, I hope, didn't sit down to play at all. And mom's wondering, is this something that others have had happen? And this sounds familiar. This sounds familiar. I will tell you that. I don't know if this is a repeat email. Sometimes people will resend an email because I didn't get to it or something, and or fast enough. And and then I'm like, hold on, I did read that one. So yeah, but it does sound familiar. He will entice, okay? I'm going to tell you. He will entice anything he can do to get a person or a child to comply with a command or request. And it seems like such a simple thing. Like, what if the child took a step towards him as in an acceptance? I hope she didn't. Because it's like an invitation. You guys, close your eyes once. And offer somebody something. Okay? And watch them take a step towards you. What does that signal to you? Like an acceptance, right? An acceptance. So if that child happened to take a little step forward, Hatman takes that as a yes, even though she might have retracted and run out. But he took that as a yes. And so guess what? For him, he's looking for permission. And it seems so weird. Like, this old cliche, old stuff. Like, you have to let the vampire in your home. If, you know, if he comes knocking at your door, he can't come in unless you say, come on in. Where did that come from? Hatman has something very similar. It sounds so silly, but yeah. People always wonder, well, where would I have said, sure, come on in? So it could have been a dream. Could have been a dream about something so simple. And I always use the example, like, somebody knocked at your door, you looked out, and it looked like your sister, but something told you it's not your sister, but you opened up the door anyway. You went against your better judgment and your gut feeling, and lo and behold, it's a minion of shadow people and Hat Man stuff, you know? It's like, it seems so like, well, that's not fair. They cheated. Whoa, did you say they cheated? Of course they would cheat. Of course they would cheat. You know, it wasn't a conversation. It wasn't a written contract like you see in the movies. No, it just took a little step forward or a little nod in your dream. But it's part of you. It's part of your consciousness. It's part of your decision making. We make a lot of decisions in our dreams. And they're part of us. There's a reason why so many hours in our day are contributed to it. I have, and I know a lot of people do, have what I personally call waking dreams. And they're like these dreams that seem so real, it's hard to believe they didn't actually happen. And they actually go into your memory as if something that you've accomplished, something that you've trained on, something, a part of your life experience. It seems so odd and silly to say, but yeah, it comes to that. And I can have those types of dreams in a night, and I wake up exhausted. Why am I exhausted? Because I've been working all night. I mean, really. I mean, going from one scenario to another, and some of my scenarios. Now, imagine this. Imagine this. We think that these dreams, I'm going on a tangent, but we think some of these dreams don't mean anything, right? So I was having, well, and I still do. I have these dreams that are really involved. It involves people that are so distinguished where I could see every detail of their face and their home or whatever. But I'm kind of floating through. I'm checking on them. I whisper into their ear, try to help them with something. And It's like I had these dreams and I just, they felt really real to myself. Don't know exactly who the people are or where I'm at always. You know, I come back to this world and I forget details, right? But now imagine this, years later or around the same time, I started getting people finding me saying, "Hey, I saw you." What? You saw me? And they'll describe one of my so-called dreams. And yeah, really, really something to be met head on with that. So our dreams, I mean, I can't be the only one, you know. I learned what people call that now. I had no idea. I just learned about it a couple years ago. They say bilocation. Bilocation. Huh. But yeah, so I would go and help people with different situations and whatnot. But yeah, so what we think are dreams may not always be a dream. Again, I can't be the only one, right? but yeah, so there you have it. So this is not something that is out of the ordinary for Hat Man to try to entice somebody to take a step forward. Candy, a puppy, a game, whatever it is. So he was looking for a nod from her, and I hope she wasn't even slightly tempted. I hope he was so repugnant that she absolutely booked it and turned around and ran without even a thought in his direction. So, sorry that happened, and she should have any kind of continuing issues with that freak showing up. There is a blessing to do. Go to my Facebook group. It is called Shadow People and Hat Man Experiencer. And I have a document in there to help people. And I also have it in both of my Hat Man books and the Secret War book. So, yeah, on how to protect yourself and children. Okie dokie. Ha! Moving on. But thank you for sharing. That was, give everybody chills. Everybody chills. All right. We got a decent-sized email here. Let's see. Let's see what we got here. All right, dear Heidi, that's me again. I'm writing this so that maybe it can help someone. Well, thank you, because that's a big part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. I hope the same for everybody that thinks about writing. It's not just to help ourselves. It's to help the next person. That's the whole point. You know, I have to tell you guys this really quick. Like, I had this, you know, I had several websites. One was called Alien Advice, another UFO2U.com. And I was doing my best to answer the emails I would get, and I'd post them on my website. And then I realized I can't reach enough people this way. I started doing a column, and it was in a couple of newspapers and other places online. I'm like, yeah, this will show a similar scenario to what people are experiencing, and hopefully they'll apply it to their lives, you know? That was the thought behind it. Like, if it goes bigger, then I'll reach enough people where their answers are coming, right? And or something they can relate to. And then I realized I wasn't reaching enough people, so then I started doing radio. Like, maybe this will help. Maybe this will reach enough people. Maybe this is big enough, you know? And it just always seems to be a bigger and bigger need out there. And I keep expanding, like, okay, we're at podcast now. We're at the podcast level. And now I do a bunch of television shows, and I do little spot things there. And I hope I'm reaching enough people. And then people steal it and think it's, you know, something they came up with and wonder, gee, where'd that come from? Like, I think the next step is to do TV. I think so, on a regular basis, and take back my information that people are abusing out there. How about that? And I say that because it's being distorted, and that's not healthy. That is not healthy. We got to. So I keep thinking about what's the next best thing, how to reach the most people. And slowly but surely, you know, I'm glad it has gone to the millions that are reporting Shadow People and Hatman all over the world. And just really, really trying to pull it in and get the proper, now that the distortion has happened, which evil likes to do, right? Distort the truth. So I want to make sure people get the right and proper message. That is important. I'm not going to throw it to science. I'm going to throw it to the heart and soul. Spirit. The spirit of it all. All right. Where was I? Okay, here we go. I'm writing this so that maybe it can help someone. Very generous of you. I haven't thought of it for many years, as nothing never came of it. Listening to your program about the Hat Man reminded me of it. Many years ago, I had a visit from a shadow person. I don't know if it was the Hat Man or not. It looked like Batman, not Hat Man, she's saying, with a B. I woke up one night and saw this figure at the foot of my bed. I didn't know what it was or anything, as I was quite young. It just stood there for a bit, not long, and then it floated out the window. Ugh, yuck, okay, it's chills, nasty chills. It's like it waits for you to wake up and then it takes off. I mean, rude to have been there in the first place and rude to take off right after you notice them. All right, guys, we gotta get to our next break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Just before the break, I was starting this semi-long email, and we're just getting warmed up here when I had to get to my break. It happens, right? Man, all right, so this person says they were listening to my podcast when I jarred a memory that they saw something that looked like Batman, not Hatman. And right when they woke up to it, it took off and floated out the window. Now to continue. This was the one and only time I ever saw this. Now, I used to have nightmares of someone chasing me, and all I could do was run in place no matter what I did. Oh, man. I've had those kinds of dreams. Am I the only one? Because, no, this person's saying it. But I've had those kinds of dreams where it is such a nightmare. You're putting so much exertion and you're just going nowhere. It is horrific. So I feel for you. Those are the worst. Okay. So no matter what you did, what was chasing me never caught me. Oh, well, there, that's a lucky strike. Now, I told my mom of these nightmares, and she gave me some good advice. Okay. She told me to stop running from whatever it was that was chasing me. Okay. And turn around and face it and see what it was. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. This is a horror movie right here. This is a horror movie. Don't run and turn around and face it. Oh, you guys, I'd done something like that. Okay. All right. I'll have to tell you later. All right. Okay. I'm going to finish this because I just got the heebie-jeebies having this flashback. Somehow I did this in my dream. Okay. And when I turned around and faced it, it disappeared when I did this. Oh, you're lucky. I never had another nightmare again. Oh, well, kudos. I never saw this shadow person again. Huh. I hadn't thought of this for many years. As I think about it now, I wonder why he disappeared. I think it is because when I turned around in my dream and faced my fear, so to speak, it never had a hold of me and knew it never would. That is very true, very true. I don't scare easily. Me neither. Even if he came back, I know how to get rid of him. I believe this was a turning point in my life about facing my fears. One of my mottos I live by is, I don't let fear control me. Janine. Well, thank you, Janine. That was powerful. It truly is. Truly powerful. Facing one's fears is a big deal, and these things are cowards. I mean, they try to wear us down. So the nightmares, lack of sleep, chasing, and then it's like there's nothing really there coming at you, right? But you feel the threat, and you're just running. And it was powerful what your mom taught you and told you. And I've had many people who say, you know, I got tired and I just stopped and, you know, faced it, and then it didn't happen. Putting your foot down, essentially, your ethereal foot down, like, all right, fine. What? And then it's like, what? There's all bark and no bite. Wow. So it was a tactic. And this is how they first approach. Oftentimes it's the nightmares. And then you open your eyes from these nightmares that where they found your weak spot, where they found that fear was so ingrained in you. You open your eyes and they're in the room. So this is a common tactic of them. And again, if they were so, I don't even want to say, I don't want to say like, oh, if they're so big and bad, you know, well, yeah, kind of. I mean, if they could just take you down instead of these little silly running dreams, you know, they would have done it. But they were studying you. They were trying to find how far exactly will she run? how far will she go before she breaks and collapses and in fear, right? So it was testing you, but instead of continuing this cat and mouse chase, you're just like, I'm not tired, I'm sick of it. Done. And I'm gonna look you in your eye. All of a sudden it's like, ooh, hold on. She found the magic potion. So yeah, you know, there's a lot of times where people are able to find that power. Because now imagine, okay, here, this was not a constant scenario of an entity coming physically to her, okay? Something did. It got a look. And if I'm following this correctly, you saw this thing once and then you started the nightmares. I think that might be the scenario that it followed. So it planted a seed to start breaking you down because, okay, catch this right here. Something came in the room. You woke up. You didn't keep sleeping. So this thing left like, oh, no, 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 we'd have to paralyze this one. She woke up. She felt me. They don't like that. They do not like that. So we got to find the weak spot, all right? It's like calling the cavalry, everybody. Does this make sense to you? Does that make sense? Think about that, guys. Think about that. Something came into the room. She wakes up. It's like, oh, no. Not an ideal situation, all right? So definitely have to study that one more. Get some information. So she's not so alert and she's caught in the matrix of the dream scenario. And we'll wear her down. We'll find what makes her scared and paralyzed. So when I come in the room next time, she's not all wiggly and stuff and fighting. Yeah. So more power to you. That's awesome. If it continues, I tell people, you definitely have to do the blessing of your home. People say cleansing. I'm like, blessing. Okay. Hand it to Jesus. Sprinkle some Jesus on it. Yeah. This is very powerful, very powerful. So I have to give it to you. Now something I said I'd mention, and this is, like I said, I have a lot of waking dreams. Okay. And I had this, and these waking dreams are sometimes tests for me. It's not always me, whatever this bilocation thing is. Sometimes it's a scenario where I feel like I'm being tested and tried. All right. So I might have this scenario like, okay, aliens are invading. What are you going to do? Karate chop? No, Heidi. Do this. Do that. Do a left hit, a punch, kick, whatever. Jean-Claude Van Damme double two-footer. I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But yeah, it's like I get these scenarios, right? And if I don't do it right, I have to repeat it. And I repeat until I get it right. And it's like how to react in this situation. What do you do? And again, it gets put into my knowledge database. Like, I know if this scenario happens, I know what I'll do. And it sounds really strange, but it's like training. I feel happens a lot. And I've met other people who have had similar things. It's like, don't take a left, go right. If you're leaving this place and this cataclysmic event happens, you're supposed to do this. And it's like, sometimes I'll get hints. Other times, it's me actively making the decision, and I made the wrong one, and, you know, like I said, gotta repeat. All right, so I had this one, and these were hideous creatures that were coming at me, and I'm fighting, right? I'm literally, like, I'm a kung fu master, and I'm tearing this thing up, right? And we are literally doing that scene in the movies where you got your hands in their face, and you're crushing their face, like... And I had this big, nasty, it was kind of like a reptilian-looking creature. And I could just totally see the building and everything that I was like, we were going building to building, jumping, literally. And we're battling it out. It's like Superman versus, I don't know, some creature from out of space. And we're flying, hitting, boom, boom, and... I got my hands around it, you know, at the chin and smushing this thing's face like, you're done. And I'm watching this thing. And it's in my hands when it starts to shapeshift. And it gets uglier and uglier. And then it got gooey and gross. And imagine, I'm like... kind of a germaphobe, but not really. I just don't like squishy stuff like that. Where it's like sticky and nasty. Like I always hated that like rubber goo, like stuff that went in garbage can, like toy stuff. Cause they smelled and yeah. So that thing got the most drippiest, ugliest face you could ever imagine. And I was like, okay, I'm done. You win. Ew. I did the whole thing running like, ew. I'm done. I'm running. And it's like, it was celebrating that I was like giving up. And I was like, I don't care. Ew, it's in my hands. It's under my nails. Ew. You know, I totally did that. And I did not care. And I had to repeat that dream because I gave up. So yeah, I had to repeat it. I had to repeat my lesson. So yeah, Those repeat nightmares, sometimes that's the way it goes. But I want to thank you, Janine, and everybody else who wrote me an email for today's program. They were all fascinating. Do we see any common ties? There were some, weren't there? I mean, no. I don't know. Well, you guys, don't forget to follow me on all my social media, at one Heidi Hollis. And don't forget to go to HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com and tell me your stories. Tell me as many details as you possibly can so we can address it here on this program. Or just, you know, ask for help when I'm on the social media. And, you know, I find this to be a great pleasure and very humbling and honoring to be able to help you guys out there in the world. And I'm learning right along with you. So, and also go to theoutlanderscomic.com or follow me on Instagram at theoutlanders. All right. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.